It's a new talk on St. Jerome and his study by Antonella de Messina, 1475. This is a Sicilian painter, but he trained in Naples and it was painted in Venice. It's now in the National Gallery in London. Oil on limewood and a small work at just 46 by 37 cm. Commissioned by Antonio Pasqualino, who was a collector and art patron and basically a patriarch of Venice. MTP then, oil techniques of layers or glazes velature. This is the technique he passed to Bellini in Venice in 1475 to 6 in that sort of famous two-year period, but probably learnt it through the Netherlandish school, of which there was great knowledge in his Naples phase. Skill of oil paint for various textures, technical ability, virtuosity and optical truth. Depiction of a limpid light which impacted the Venetians such as Giorgione. Homages to Netherlandish artists and certainly Van Eyck, Hans Memling and Roger van der Weyden. This is the haptic variety, which is certainly a tour de force here. The subject of St. Jerome, the 4th century scholar or monk who famously translated the Bible from Greek into Latin, or from Hebrew into Latin, the Vulgate, as it's called. The ambience is of solitude or solace. It's kind of school, homeschooling, as it were. In lockdown, he reads the Book of Knowledge in his monk's cell, replete with a lectern. He is in the red robes of a cardinal and has taken off his shoes or slippers, which are the bottom of the small set of steps. And this is because of the reverence, because it's a hallowed space. And he sits at his desk or carrel, but the red of the cardinal is actually inaccurate. There wasn't such position then in the church, so it's a sort of posthumous promotion that he's achieved such status given what he did. His hat rests on a coffer, which is a small wooden chest, and he sits at a cathedra chair, this kind of rounded chair usually reserved for a bishop's seat. Obviously the presence of the lion and the story from the golden legend that Jerome aided a lion by removing a thorn from his paw in the wilderness or desert when he had withdrawn to live an ascetic life and the lion followed him thereafter. The other story is that the lion entered a monastery and while others fled his conversi, Jerome aided the lion unafraid. So the message being even nature can tame Christianity. He'd moved from Rome to Bethlehem with life as a hermit, sort of living in between, an ascetic life. The setting is a fictive stone wall with a broad Tudor archway or aperture opening, said to be Catalan Gothic, incidentally, for the view through. And this is a device borrowed from Roger van der Weyden. A ledge separates the viewer from the saint and his domain, providing a visible boundary between the real and the painted world, maybe secular, religious also. We have a lofty Gothic cathedral-like space of the study with high vaults, and this is spirituality and intellect of the man, i.e. the loftiness of his intelligence. Desk or study area is similar to a description of Lorenzo de Medici's from the 1480s. Miniature still life within, books, vase, jar, ceramic vessels from the Netherlands, pyxes, a crucifix and various open and closed books, etc. These are really his worldly possessions, given that he's given up any other superfluous trappings of life for the faith. The upper windows or bifora or biforate shoulder lancets. The colonnade on the right-hand side with the use of chiaroscuro, more mystical because of the lion perhaps. Now, the composition, the maiolica tiles create the system of linear perspective with orthogonals, transversals. So we get this sort of multi-layered stage set space, rather like kind of looking into a doll's house, purportedly. The vanishing point and many force lines converge at the book. This is the word, the faith, the Vulgate. And we have this arrangement of triple arrangement of windows on the uppermost level, repeated in the middle by the arrangement of the landscape, Jerome landscape. And then in the lower portion, partridge, peacock, basin. Symbolism then, the flower of boxwood represents the faith and the geranium, the passion of Christ. The peacock for immortality, resurrection, vanity, Marian, maybe the Queen of Heaven through Juno. And a partridge, truth, pious fidelity. Mothers steal others' eggs, but they return to their own. So it can also mean deceit. could be linked to Perdix because of Icarus and the idea of Pride, the peacock, before a fall, the partridge. The sleeping cat on the ledge who catches mice, the enemy of scholars, because they nibble at manuscripts. There is the baptismal font, silver bowl, cleansed, cleansing, and the fountain of life, maybe the basin of water, purification, baptism, etc. So cleanliness in a religious sense. Knowledge is key in terms of human, divine, natural. And fittingly, his carol is bathed in the light that he has seen, of course, to change his life. The verdant landscape on both side aisles, which is a Venetian trait, and we have an arcade or colonnade really on the right-hand side. With the left-hand side, the two seats show a view out to men, women, boat, sheep, etc., i.e. inhabited. And then you've got this contrast because on the other side, you've got the unpopulated. So basically, you have this kind of self-selected exile reference by him and his former life. And left-hand side sort of becomes more clearly about temptation, therefore. The view with lots going on in it in his former life. Also the partridge for deceit and the cat for promiscuity and sexuality. And the right, much more ascetic and stripped back. And his new life with the lion, of course. The potted tree incarnations provides a sort of Marian hortus conclusus in miniature form. Small birds fly heavenwards symbolically. This is the Christian soul departing, perhaps in the form of the swallows that migrate. We have a sullied towel, and therefore purity is soiled, representing sin, normally, though, redolent of virginal purity. The number three is recurrent, thus theology through geometry, because we have the steps, the small arches, and Messina probably also used a magnifying glass to paint this miniature, meticulous scene, and it suggested that the viewer should study his works with one accordingly. Final point really is the purpose, the function. Purportedly, this work was to be used and shown to Venetian patrons as a thin synthesis of perspective and light, and he brought it to Venice as a painting essay to attract future commissions and clients.